What I'd like to do is to take us through a journey through each of the seven chakras in the body, looking at the symbology of that chakra, the content that they hold, both medically as well as psychologically. Now, we can think of the chakras as divided into two regions. The lower chakras, from the heart down, the first, which is at the base of the spine, the second, which is right below the belly button, the third at the solar plexus where the rib cage meets, and the fourth at the center of the chest at the level of the heart as being earth chakras. These are related to the earth, to the feminine, to the mother. And the upper chakras is being sky chakras, beginning with the throat, at the hollow of the throat, at the base of the throat, then the third eye in the middle of the forehead, and the seventh chakra at the very crown of the head. And then above the seventh chakra, like a radiant sun, is the eighth, what the Incas know as the Viracocha, which is translated loosely as the place where God dwells within me, as the source of the sacred. The Viracocha is what we know in the West as the soul. This eighth chakra has a very specific function, which is to create bodies. It creates bodies lifetime after lifetime, so that at the moment of death, the seven energy centers within the physical body migrate into the eighth chakra that holds them like a vessel, like a golden egg-shaped vessel that contains the seven chakras within it, each one of the chakras carrying the information and the imprints of our previous existence. How we suffered, how we learned, how we hurt, who hurt us. And then the eighth chakra goes about creating a new body for us, a new life, literally, attracting us irresistibly to the parents that we will be born through, to the culture, the life experiences, the situations that we will have the opportunity to grow the most with.